Which brings us to Hermann Hesse.
That's what I thought.
I knew you'd think that. In the glass bead game, otherwise known as Magister Ludi, mm-hmm. 1946, a Nobel Prize for Literature.
Yep.
He wrote, this is the music Water. Master.
I'm sorry?
Oh, no, nothing. This is the music master speaking. I don't know if you've read the book.
A long time ago.
I hadn't, and I've started because people told me that it relates to enlightenment.com. Mm-hmm. He wrote that, to be candid, I myself, for example, have never in my life said a word to my pupils about the meaning of music. If there is one, it does not need my explanations. On the other hand, I have always made a great point of having my pupils count their eighths and sixteenths nicely. Whatever you become, teacher, scholar, or musician, have respect for the meaning, but do not imagine that it can be taught. The task of the teacher and scholar is to study means, cultivate tradition, and preserve the purity of methods, not to deal in incommunicable experiences which are reserved to the elect, who often enough pay a high price for this privilege. So the phrase that struck me was the notion of not imagining that the meaning can be taught. And the real reason I think people get pissed off at you is that your work does not carry an inherent moral injunction in it. It does not tell them how to live their life. It goes back to you saying very carefully that you are not a guru, you are a pandit. You are a scholar and you are a teacher now, but not a teacher as a guru. And so people are looking, reading your work, and they don't feel as excited and compelled as they think they should feel if somebody's really figured out as much as you figured out. I mean, there doesn't seem to be a moral injunction other than evolve or maybe practice an all-quadrant, all-level approach. Mm-hmm. But they don't feel inspired. They don't see it kind of an archetypal world vision the way I imagine people think they would have felt reading Hegel.
Yeah.
And they're, you know, and that's because you can't teach them the meaning. You know, the real meaning of spirituality isn't something you would ever claim you knew and would teach them, because you're not that kind of a guy. That's not what you do. And you've never made the claim that that's what you're doing.
Right.
But yet, because you have put out a better, more comprehensive system than anybody else has, they think that the better your system becomes, the more they expect to find it in there, whether or not you've ever tried to set it out. And I think it drives them kind of crazy. And that's why they're assuming if you're really who you seem to be and have done what you seem to be done, then they would read your work and get inspired in a different kind of way. Now, I myself, when I've read some of your poetry, I actually like your poetry. I've gone blissing out into some altered states, really struggling with the notion of the witness. Or even when we were talking before, for a short period of time, I, you know, uncontracted my contraction of consciousness, and I was, you know, maybe getting it a little bit.
Yeah.
But that's kind of a personal interactive thing, and I'm lucky enough to know you and be here. But when people read your work, you know, I keep making this point again, but, you know, whatever you become, teacher, scholar, or musician, have respect for the meaning, but do not imagine that it can be taught.
Yeah.
Well, you teach people to count their eighths and their sixteenths very nicely. You are really good around scientific method and showing what you're doing and about being empirical and about showing people where they're leaving stuff out. You do that stuff, you know, fabulously. I mean, I think you're right on with Hesse here, but that thing about teaching the meaning, it's there because it's everywhere, and that's what you're pointing out. But they want it, I don't know, spoon-fed or something like that.
It's a tough one. I certainly hear what you're saying, and it's, again, also, it's one of those areas that, of course, you can't win. If I actually did what they were saying, people would say, he's trying to control the meaning and shove it down my throat.
Mm-hmm.
So if I actually succeeded in doing it, I would get criticized, and if I don't do it, I get criticized. I think because what happens is something, in a sense, what you're talking about. What you can basically do with any of these, and ultimately all of this work is just really comes down to pointing out instructions. What we were doing, pointing out the witness, pointing out the non-dual state, because these are things that are ever present in people, and it doesn't take any development to have an access to that, because it's something that's completely 100% ever present. And it's not a change of state. It's that which observes changes of state. So, on the one hand, when people kind of read my work, there isn't a person that will get